us on Instagram
at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
More importantly than flowers, you can buy yourself tickets to the greatest comedy show on earth. It's in Cape Town, ladies and gentlemen. So are the Goliaths, Jason and Nicholas. Good morning, sirs.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for bringing this beautiful weather to Cape Town.
Sunshine in the morning.
Do you
what
back announce this song as Smiley Cyrus? Is that what happens?
Oh. You just said best comedy show in the country, and then that's your opening joke.
You wait
Smiley
for
Cyrus.
You gotta wait for sunset. Once the sun is down, I'm hilarious. I am hilarious.
Guys, honestly, it's so lucky having you here. I know that, you know, everyone says money's in Joburg, everything's in Joburg, life's in Joburg, TV. Everything's there. We know it.
No, before, mm-mm. In season one of life, before COVID, in season one, life season one.
Before COVID,
the money,
yeah.
But life season two, pre-COVID, even the money's here in Cape Town now. Even the money's wearing beach shorts and open toes. Yes.
Yeah.
Even the
drinking
money.
Drinking an artisanal coffee. Yeah.
You guys have everything now. That's why we're here.
Exactly. Guys, I can't wait to see the show. You guys are literally, brilliant. And the comedy, turning to Phil, we talk about it a lot on the show, that it's so lucky to see that the entire comedy scene in South Africa is alive and well and needed more than ever.
The well part is still a little bit of a question mark, because I think that, you know, the industry's well in the sense that I still believe we have the best performers in the world.
Yes.
Mm. And I base that on the fact that the whole world, the first world especially, they all go to the same schools, which means if you listen to first world comedy, whether it's in English or French, their stories are the same, the cadence is the same, the arc, the predictability. Then South Africans as storytellers, I think our comedy is incredible. But I do think the industry, you know, Cape Town has been leading us, thank goodness. Mm. But the rest of the country is struggling in terms of just people coming out to support live entertainment. I don't know what's happening to that theater culture in South Africa, if there ever was one.
Got you.
But like, I mean, I know it's raining outside, but for goodness sake, put a duke on. Put a duke on and come on the streets.
Come on.
Leave those children.
Yeah.
Those children will be fine. Leave them with Amanda. You say, Amanda, watch these children. Then you go on the streets. I don't know what's happening. Nobody wants to be on the streets. Everyone is worried about roadblocks. Drinking and drive. There's Uber.
Come on.
Leave those children. Those children are irritating. You know very well. You breathe a sigh of relief when they went back to school after holidays. Now you want to pretend to be a good parent in the last minute. Leave those children. Leave them and come to the shows, man.
I love the timing, right, of this comedy show. There's just that little bit of money left. Okay?
Yes.
Before all the ping, ping, pings are gone. But there's just a little bit left. Tickets for comedy.
We call it the day of confidence. You know that day? That day when you forget yourself. Your back somehow feels straight. You're right.
Yeah, your chest
is out. Your blood pressure is down. You're feeling nice. Your sugar is balanced. You know what I mean?
You forget you have gout. Like your toes are straight.
Yeah. You move like somebody that's in motoplan on that day. So take that money, go to Web Tickets, and buy tickets to the Happiness Economy Comedy Show. You know why? Because after the debit orders go off, you're going to need the happiness that we're going to give you from the show. The confidence you have from your bank balance today is not sustainable. We will give you sustainable joy at our show and perspective, so that even on your broke days, you will realize it could be worse.
Yeah, it could be worse. At least you have a foot to have gout on.
Guys,
you could have no foot.
The national protein of this country is Lucky Star. Can we just? There are people that are worse off. Please come through to comedy and save yourself from a can opener. I don't know what else to say.
Listen, the venue is incredible. Protea Hotel Fire and Ice by Marriott. I mean, it's a stunning venue. The Happiness Economy Comedy Tour is a groundbreaking tour, ladies and gents, and you want to be a part of it. You do not want to miss out.
Fact.
You get till Sunday, right? You go. The tour continues. Where does it go to next?
So next up, we hit Qabega. Did I say it right?
Yes.
We hit Qabega end of August 29th and 30th.
Start telling them now already, eh?
But we have, we have, because they move slowly. The wind moves fast in PE, but everything else, and everybody works to build cars. Anyway, that's not the point. What the point is, though, is how excited we are to bring this particular show to Cape Town. So we started off in Joburg.
Yes.
And what happened in Joburg was, so Nick and I have this crazy idea. What if we could honestly do like this show that's more than just jokes?
Sure.
Like we know we've been doing this thing for 13 years this month. What a celebration. Mm. We know we can make you laugh, but can we make you feel something? Yeah. We spent COVID talking about what is happiness even.
Yeah.
We're all struggling. We're all going through things. And we're all tired of pretending that we're okay.
Yeah.
So can we come up with like a formula for happiness? Can we come up with like something that people can take away? So you consume all this motivational content. You watch motivational speakers. Then we go like, is it like energy drinks where you feel good while you're consuming, but there's no tools? So then we were like, how can we make a show that is going to be hilarious and be message heavy and relevant and leave you with something? The comments after Joburg, this is my favorite comment, was, this is the first comedy show I've ever come to where I laughed until I cried and cried until I cried.
Yo.
So come and feel something. Like if you love stand-up comedy, come through. I promise you, we've got the recipe. It's going to be on point. But if you're looking for a little bit more and you're also looking to just relate to people that are also feeling what you are feeling, come through.
I think what you're doing is so needed. Don't you think as well? It's not just pure points. It's not just about our laugh.
No,
it's not just about we're going to come and laugh and just go away feeling like, well, you know what? When I arrived, I felt a little empty.
Yes.
I leave, I feel emptier because I just laughed all that little bit.
Yeah. You pretended.
Actually, pretended.
Mm-hmm.
You escape for a bit.
That's
and the
word.
World that you joined again now is no better for that little hour or two that you were away in laughing.
100%.
Yeah. Your problems are still there waiting for you.
Yeah.
I love this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is, you know how much people pay for this profession?
Thank you. Thank you.
How much? Tell us, because I'm very curious.
Clarify.
Yeah. If you can give us an actual rand value.
Do you know what people pay for this?
So it gets even more exciting. So we do this podcast called The Happiness Economy, which is where it all started. And the reason we started the podcast was, you know how big companies use data? They go, we want to sell something, we want to create something, they do data. So we were like, what if we spoke to everybody who we deemed to be happy? So, you know, you see somebody on social media, you assume this is a happy person.
Sure.
So I was like, what if we spoke to these people and interrogated people that we found interesting, people that we deemed to be happy, and interrogated this happiness?
Yeah.
If we spoke to enough people, could we come up with a general recipe that everybody could kind of remember, apply to themselves? And essentially, the show is a culmination of all that messaging and research. So it's not just like, for the first time, we find ourselves at the end of a comedy show doing a Q&A with the audience.
Wow.
And the audience is there for it. There for it, taking notes, going, when are you coming to our children's school? When are you coming to an old age home? Because you forget that this happiness thing is something that it talks to kids from a confidence point of view. But even people that are retired are now lonely and are having new struggles with happiness and what happiness means to them. So it's for the first time we've created a thing that it's like a jambalaya and a biryani in one. Everybody can eat. And if you're vegan, eat the potatoes. And stay away from, but if there's something in the pot for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if that does not require you to go out right now and buy your tickets.
Web tickets
is where you're going to find it. Do not leave it. You've got nothing on tonight. Don't lie.
Yeah, laws I can.
Leave the kids at home. Go and see these two gentlemen. They're unbelievable human beings. And more importantly, you're going to leave feeling a lot better about where you are in life than you are right
Promise.
Now.
Promise.
And that I love the most about it. Ladies and gents, tonight, I'll repeat that again. The performance takes place tonight and tomorrow night. Protea Hotel, Fire and Ice, Marriott. Time's 7:30. Web tickets is where you're going to get your tickets. Ladies and gents, live in comedy tonight. And it's more than just comedy. It's the Happiness Economy Comedy Tour. Jason and Nicholas Goliath, the superstar.
Please, can I do something that, you know, and then please promise me somebody, Phil, will somebody clip this that I'm about to do, and will you play it when I'm not here?
Yeah.
Okay? I don't know why, but I feel it. Okay.
I don't know what you're doing, but I'm going to go with you. Let's go.
Smile on 90.4. Smile, it means so much more. Radio is your best friend. If you just smile. I'm Jason Goliath, and you're listening to Smile 90.4 FM.
Come on!
Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.